But the worry, of course, is he's now almost a year out. This was in late October that he received the CAR T cells. And so the question will be, will he relapse? And we don't know that. You know, the durability of these CAR T cells and the durability of responses is still something that's not very well described. And in fact, in some of the literature, it suggests that sometimes people do very, very well. Other patients, and I've had one of these patients, after about a year and 3 months, she had an extramedullary relapse of her disease. So it's not very clear. And I think it's based partially on the CAR T cell construct, the vector that is introduced to the T cells. And I think we still have a lot to learn about durability.
What do we know about treatment of people who relapse after CAR T? What did you do with this lady? Can you repeat the CAR T?
You can, and it's been done. And she actually did have a second infusion. She was not treated at our center. Her initial treatment was at Memorial Sloan Kettering, and she did not respond to the second infusion. She got a lower dose, and eventually we were able to rescue her with inotuzumab, the anti-CD22 conjugate that was actually just approved.
I was going to ask you about that. So what happened with this patient? The patient got inotuzumab alone?
No, she got inotuzumab. We got her back into a second remission, or actually a third remission, and she just has had about 160 days ago now a second allogeneic transplant using a different donor. She had had an initial transplant with a very early relapse, which is when we first met her a couple of years ago. So this was a second allo transplant. She's doing actually great, but I was worried about not doing something. Obviously, the durability of responses after any of this stuff is still unknown. And with inotuzumab, we know that the durability of response is not long.